तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. द स्वीट मंत्रास उषन्ह वैवाजश्रवसः सर्ववेदसंददौ तस्य नचिकेतानाम पुत्र आस तगुंह कुमारगुं संतं दक्षिणासु नीयमानासु श्रद्धा विवेश सोमन्यत पीतोदका जगद्धृणा दुग्धदोहा अग्निरिन्द्रियाः अनन्दानामते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति सा ददत् सहोवाच पितरम् तत कस्मै मां दास्यतीति द्वितीयं तृतीयम् तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः किं स्विजमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति अनुपश्य यथा पूर्वे पतिपश्य तथा परे सस्यमिवमर्त्यः पच्यते सस्यमिवाजायते पुनः वैश्वानरः प्रविशति अतिथिर्ब्राह्मणो गृहान् तस्यैतां शान्तिं कुर्वन्ति हरवैवस्वतोदकम् आशा प्रतीक्षे सङ्गतम् सोनृताञ्च इष्टापूर्ते पुत्रपशुंश्च सर्वान् एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसो यस्यानश्नन्वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे तिस्रो रात्रीर्यदवात्सीर्गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन्नतिथिर्नमस्यः नमस्तेऽस्तु ब्रह्मन् स्वस्ति मेऽस्तु तस्मात्प्रति त्रीन्वरानृणीष्व शान्तसङ्कल्पः सुमना यथा स्याद् वीतमन्युर्गौतमो माभिमृत्यो त्वत्प्रसृष्टम् माभिवदेत् प्रतीत एतत्त्रयाणाम् प्रथमम् वरम् वृणे यथा पुरस्ताद्भविता प्रतीत औद्दालकिरारुणिर्मत्प्रसृष्टः सुखम् रात्रीशयिता वीतमन्युस्त्वाम् ददृशिवान् मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुक्तम् स्वर्गे लोके न भयम् किञ्च नास्ति न तत्र त्वम् न जरया बिभेति उभेति त्वा अशनाया पिपासे शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके सत्त्वमग्निम् स्वर्गमध्येषि मृत्यो प्रब्रूहितम् श्रद्दधानाय मह्यम् स्वर्गलोका अमृतत्वम् भजन्त एतद्द्वितीयेन वृणे वरेण प्रतेब्रवीमि तदु मे निबोध स्वर्ग्यमग्निम् नचिकेतः प्रजानन् अनन्तलोकाप्तिमथो प्रतिष्ठाम् विद्धि त्वमेतम् निहितम् गुहायाम् लोकादिमग्निम् तमुवाच तस्मै या इष्टका यावतीर्वा यथा वा स चापि तत्प्रत्यवदत्यथोक्तमथास्य मृत्युः पुनरेवाह तुष्टः तमब्रवीत् प्रियमाणो महात्मा वरम् तवेहाद्य ददामि भोयः तवैव नाम्ना भवितायमग्निःशङ्काम् चेमानेकरूपाम् गृहाण त्रिनाचिकेतस्त्रिभिरेत्य सन्धिम् த்ரிகர்ம கிருத்தரதி ஜன்ம மிருத்யு ப்ரஹ்ம ஜக்ஞம் தேவமீட்யம் விதித்வா நிசாயம் மாம் சாந்திமத்யந்தமேதி. த்ரிநாசிகேதஸ்த்ரிபிரேத்ய சந்திம் த்ரிகர்ம கிருத்தரதி ஜன்ம மிருத்யு ப்ரஹ்ம ஜக்ஞம் தேவமீட்யம் விதித்வா நிசாயம் மாம் சாந்திமத்யந்தமேதி. த்ரிநாசிகேதஸ்த்ரயமேதத்விதித்வா யஏவம் வித்வாம்ஸ் சினுதே நாசிகேதம் ஸமிருத்யுபாஷான் புரதஃ ப்ரணோத்ய ஶோகாதிகோ மோததே ஸ்வர்கலோகே. ஹவ் ரெட் அப் டு த 17th மந்திரம். ஹவ் சீன் தி மீனிங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ அப் டு தி 17th மந்திரம். We have seen how Nachiketas asked for the boons. As the first boon, he asked for his own father's peaceful peace of mind and anxiety, peaceful, anxiety-free mind. And he implied that he should go back to his father and he should be recognized by his father and he should not be angry towards him for having left the house, for having argued, etc. We saw. As second boon, Nachiketas requested his father, requested Lord Yama to teach him the Swargyam, Swargyaha Agnihi, a specific ritual known as Swargya Agnihi, or the ritual performing which alone one can earn punyam to be go to swarga, to be able to go to swargaloka. And he himself glorified swargaloka. As requested by Nachiketas, Lord Yama taught him. And we understand Lord Nachiketas being very extremely brilliant, he learnt very quickly. He repeated what was taught to him, that Lord Yama was pleased with Nachiketas' performance and he gave him special boons again. That the special boon was that the very ritual performed to earn punyam to be eligible to go to heaven would be known after the name of Nachiketas. The Agni itself would be known as Nachiketa Agnihi. This was a great honor, reward given by Lord Yama to Nachiketas. And he also gave him a beautiful necklace studded with colorful gems. Srinkam, Bahurupam Srinkam, Adadat, he gave. But we understand Nachiketas was not at all very excited about the necklace. We simplified, the commentators, he returned the necklace. Then what happened after that? We have to see. Lord Yama was talking to Nachiketas saying how the person who performs Nachiketa Agni, the specific ritual known as Nachiketa Agni, 3 times in his lifetime, involving himself in 3 important actions, especially with the knowledge he has got from his 3 important people, father, mother, and the teacher. Such a person who has learned from his own mother, father and teacher, thereby who lived his life in keeping with the teachings, so who lives a clean life of dharma, such a person, if he performs Nachiketa Agnihi, the ritual 3 times, then naturally he will be able to go to heaven. And that is exactly glorified. He has Janma Mrityu Tarati. That person becomes free from mortality, means Janma Mrityu. He overcomes birth and death, means he'll be relatively free from birth and death. And there, the performer of Nachiketa Agni must be practicing meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, meditation upon Virad Ishwaraha, not Hiranyagarbha, Virad Ishwaraha. The person who performs Nachiketa Agni three times, who also practices the meditation upon Virad Ishwaraha, attains Atyantam Shantim Abheti. He attains absolute peace. Here the absolute peace, Atyantam Shantim Abheti, means he attains absolute peace, which again should not be mistaken as absolute peace, relatively absolute, not absolutely absolute. Okay. So we have to see the 18th mantra now. So we are still seeing the portion just dealing with the boons offered by Lord Yama to Nachiketas. We are still seeing the second boon, things related to the second boon. Trinachike, I'm reading the 17th mantra first. Trinachiketas tribhiretya sandhim tri karma krittarati janma mrityu brahma jagyan deva medyam viditva nichayamam shantimatyantameti. Trinachiketas trayametadviditva Trinachiketas trayametadviditva Yayevam vidvams chinute nachiketam Yayevam vidvams chinute nachiketam Samrityupashan puratav pranodya Samrityupashan puratav pranodya shokatigo modate svargaloke shokatigo modate svargaloke trinachiketas trayametad viditva ya evam vidvams chinute nachiketam Samrityupashan puratav pranodya shokatigo modate svargaloke Trinachiketaha trayam yetad viditva yaha evam vidvan chinute nachiketam saha Mrityu Pashan Purataha Pranodya Shoka Atigaha Svargaloke Modate is the mantra. So Modate, Svargaloke Modate, Saha. So that person, Svargaloke Modate, he rejoices. Modate, he rejoices. He feels happy. He enjoys in the heaven, Svargaloke Modate. When he rejoices, revels in Svargaloka, he overcomes sorrow relatively for good. Shoka Atigaha. Shokam Atigachati iti Shoka Atigaha. The person who overcomes sorrow is Shoka Atigaha. Shokam Atigachati, it is Shoka Atigaha. He becomes free from sorrow. Becomes the one who is free from sorrow, Shoka Atigaha. It does not mean the person becomes free from sorrow for good, absolutely. This person becomes free from sorrow for good relatively. Because he revels, rejoices in Surgaloka. How is it possible? Who is the person? Saha Shoka Atigaha Surgaloke Modate. So who is the person who rejoices in Surgaloka in heaven? As the one who is free from sorrow, it is said, Yaha Evam Nachiket Yaha Vidwan Evam Nachiketam Chinute. Yaha Vidwan. Here the word Vidwan does not mean a scholar, does not mean a jnani. Here Vidwan means the meditator. Yaha Vidwan. The person, Vidwan means Upasakaha. Upasakaha. The person who is given to the practice of meditation upon Viradeshwaraha. The meditator, Upasakaha. He must be Upasaka and he must also be the performer of this Nachiketa Agni, the ritual. Such a person, Vidwan, Yaha Nachiketam Chinute. Nachiketam Chinute. Chinute means performs. Chinute literally means chooses. We can say the person who chooses to perform or who performs it. Implied meaning is performs. Yaha evam nachiketam chinute. A person who chooses to perform the Nachiketa Agnihi, the ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. See, Nachiketaha is name of the ritual. Nachiketas is Lord Yama's student now. Who had gone to Yamaloka, the world of Lord Yama, and who is now with Lord Yama, and who requested Lord Yama to teach him as a boon, second boon, so that Lord Yama, the student is Nachiketaha, the Nachiketaha, and the ritual is Nachiketa Agnihi. So Nachiketam Yaha Evam Chinute means the person whoever chooses to perform the ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi, that person, and he happens to be an Upasaka, a meditator also. Vidwan, a meditator, Upasakaha, that person. Okay? One who practices meditation upon Viradeshwaraha. He, Yaha Vidwan Nachiketam Evam Chinute. Trinachiketaha. 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 The person who performs Nachiketa Agni three times. Trinachiketaha. Etat trayam viditva. Trayam etat viditva. Etat trayam viditva means the person who understands the three important things pertaining to the performance of a ritual. So Trinachiketaha, the person who performs the three Nachiketa Agnihi three times in his life. How? Viditva, having clearly understood three significant things, important things. Etatrayam viditva. Etatrayam, he means, what are the three important things he knows, he should be knowing? He must know three important things pertaining to the performance of a ritual. That is, what the three things, important things, a meditator, a performer of Nachiketa Agni should know. That important things are discussed in the mantra which is going to come later on. What are the three important things that is not discussed here? That's going to come later on in the following mantra. But earlier also it was briefly mentioned. Now we have come to the 18th mantra. The 15th mantra already briefly mentioned. The person should know three things associated with the performance of ritual. Especially how to build, how to make Agnikundaha. How to make Agnikundaha means the person must know how many bricks should be placed in each row, how the bricks must be placed, how they must be put together so that the proper Agnikunda is made. That is one thing. Okay. I mean, what should be the shape or this shape or the position of the Agnikunda? So the number of bricks, the shape of the Agnikunda, the number of bricks used in the Agnikunda, and the how it should the bricks should be arranged, arrangement of the bricks. The three factors. So these three factors the person must know. So knowing these three factors, so having prepared the proper Agnihunda, when a person performs properly three times Nachiketa Agni in his lifetime, remaining as a meditator, meditating upon Virat Ishwaraha, that such a person alone, in due course of time, he will accumulate punyam, then he will be able to go to heaven. And there, as a person who is free from sorrow, he can rejoice, he rejoices in the heaven. This is the content of the mantra. So we see here, Vinachiketas trayam etad viditva, yaha evam viditva, yaha evam, yaha vidvan evam, nachiketam chinute, that person, mrityu pashan purataha panodhya. Shokatigaha sargaloke modate. So, mrityu pashan pranataha pranodhya. What does it mean? Pranodhya. See, mrityu pashaha means shackles of Lord Yama. Shackles of mortality. Shackles of death. Pranodhya, having broken, having pushed aside. So, pashaha also means noose, rope. Pashaha means thread, yarn, rope. So, Lord Yama used the rope to tie the jiva and pull it. That's why mrityu pashaha is said to be the shackle. So, mrityu pashan purataha pranodhya. Purataha means before. So, before the Lord Yama approaches him, before even the arrival of Lord Yama, this person breaks the shackles of death. So having removed, having destroyed the shackles of death even before the arrival of death. Before the death happens, before even death happens, this person, what happens? He accumulates punyam as a result of practicing Hiranyagarbha Upasanam along with the performance of the Nachiketa Agni. And how many times he performs? 3 times he performs Nachiketa Agni in his lifetime. And he does not perform simply carelessly. He has thorough knowledge of how to perform a ritual, especially how to build the Homakunda, how many bricks should be used, what the shape of the Homakunda, and how the bricks must be arranged, etc. He knows. So having understood clearly, thoroughly, and when he performs this ritual also 3 times in his lifetime, and as a meditator upon Virateshwaraha, that person, before the arrival of death, having removed the shackles of death, this person goes to Swargaloka. Thereby, there he becomes free from sorrow and he rejoices in Swargaloka. So all the benefit of performing the ritual, combining it with the practice of Viradupasanam, is discussed in this mantra. And we, in this mantra, it is not specifically mentioned. We know very well, in all other Upanishads, this always it is discussed. Repeatedly it is said. So whoever combines the practice of meditation along with the performance of ritual alone is said to be Upas Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadi. We are not talking about the person who combines knowledge with the karma here. The person who combines the performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation is also said to be Upasana Karma Samuchaya. Upasana Karma Samuchaya. Upasana Karma Samuchaya means combining the practice of meditation along with the performance of ritual. And person of Upasana Karma Samuchaya alone accumulates abundance of punyam. As a result of that punyam, he will leave the physical body, drop the physical body here, the special subtle instruments, and he will be eligible to travel through Shukla Gatihi, otherwise known as solar path, and he will be able to reach Swargaloka, where he can rejoice. He becomes free from sorrow also. It's all relative freedom. It is not absolute freedom. The only relative freedom, which is discussed as a result of practicing the meditation along with the performance of ritual. Okay. Trinachiketas trayametadviditva Sayevam vidvams chinute nachiketam samrutupashan puratav pranodya shokatigo modate svargaloke yeshate gnir nachiketas svargyo yamavrnitha dvitiyena varena yetamagnim Tavaiva pravakshanti janasastritiyam varam nachiketo vrunishva. Now having completed this, Nachiketa's request, the second 18th mantra, and now Lord Yama tells Nachiketas, the 19th mantra. Are you all following? Okay. I'm reading the 19th mantra now. Yeshate gnir nachiketa svargyo yamavranita yamavranita dvitiyena varena Yeshate Gnirnachiketa Svargyo Yamavar Yamavranita Dvitiyena Varena Yeshate Gnirnachiketa Svargyo Yamavranita Dvitiyena Varena Yetamagnin Tavaiva Pravakshanti Janasastritiyam Janastatritiyam Varam Nachiketo Vrindishwa Yeshate Gnir Nachiketa Svargyo Yama Vrinita Dvitiyena Varena. Now Lord Yama tells, hey Nachiketa, Yeshaha Te Agnihi Nachiketaha Swargyaha Yam Avrunithaha Dvitiyena Varena. He Nachiketaha. He Nachiketas. That's the meaning. Okay, He Nachiketas. Lord Yama is addressing Nachiketas. He Nachiketas. Yeshaha Agnihi. Eshaha Agnihi. Te Eshaha Svargyaha Agnihi. Eshaha Svargyaha Agnihi. Oh Nachiketas, this is the ritual which I have taught you already. This is the ritual. All about ritual. How to perform the ritual, I have taught you. What is this ritual, I have taught you. In everything pertaining to the paramantra ritual, I have taught you. I also taught you the benefit of performing this ritual along with the practice of Viradupasanam. Therefore, this is all about the ritual to be performed to be eligible to go to heaven. Yeshaha Swargyaha Agnihi He Nachiketaha Yeshaha Swargyaha Agnihi. I have taught you this. This is the ritual to be performed, to be eligible to go to heaven. Yam Avrunithaha. I've already taught you. Yam Avrunithaha. Which you chose as a second, which you chose to ask. A second boon, Yam Avrunithaha, Yam which, Avrunithaha, you chose, Dvitiyena Varena, as a second boon, you wanted to have the knowledge of the performance of the specific ritual which you performed to earn punyam to be eligible to go to heaven, which you chose as a second boon. Yam dvitiyena varena avrunithaha. See, avrunithaha, past tense. Second person, past tense verb. Yam avrunithaha. This is what is all about. This svargyaha agnihi. The ritual associated with the heaven, which you chose as a second boon. Yam avrunithaha, yam which avrunithaha you chose, dvitiyena varena as a second boon. Yetam agnim tavayeva pravakshyanti. Yetam agnim tavayeva pravakshyanti. Now this ritual, pravakshyanti will say. Janasaha means janaha. Janasaha is equal to janaha. Janasaha pravikshyanti. People will call this ritual, will hereafter, people always now talk about this ritual as your ritual. Tavayeva pravakshyanti. Tavayeva pravakshyan. Tavayeva means what? This specific ritual, swargyaha agnihi, will be, people will say this ritual as your ritual means what? Will call this ritual by your name only. Janaha pravakshyanti. People will call this ritual by your name, with your name, as Nachiketa Agnihi. The Swargyaha Agnihi will be known by people, will be known by all the people as Nachiketa Agnihi. That will be in your name. Janasaha Tavayeva Pravakshyanti etam agnim, this specific ritual, this particular ritual, people will call this specific ritual with your name, by your name. Okay, finished. Now he is asking Nachiketas, hey Nachiketaha, Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Now only we are going to understand how brilliant Nachiketas is. Okay. Hey Nachiketaha, Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Now 18 mantras, and up to the 18th mantra, we had the contents pertaining to second boon. Now Lord Yama is telling, Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Now please do ask for the third boon. Now choose something as a third boon. Now choose something as a Vrineshva means do choose. May you choose a third boon. Okay. Tritiyam Varam Vrineshva. Now you choose a third boon. Choose to ask for some third boon. Okay. Okay. Now 20th mantra. We'll see the 20th mantra. Yeyam prete nachi vichikitsa manushi. Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushi. Asti tyeke nayamasti tichayke. I've been very slow all these days. I mean all these months. So we had to catch up. Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye asti tyeke nayamasti tichayke yetadvidya manusishtastvayaham yetadvidya manusishtastvayaham varanamesha varastritiyaha Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye. Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye. Asti tyeke nayam asti tichayke. Asti tyeke nayam asti tichayke. Yetad vidya manusishtasvayaham. Varanamesha varastritiyaha yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye asti tyeke nayam asti tichayke yetad vidya manusishtastvayaham varanamesha varastritiyaha yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye asti tyeke nayam asti tichayke yetad vidya manusishtastvayaham varanamesha varastritiyaha. Now Lord Yama reminded Nachiketas, come on, now you choose to ask for third boon. Now in this 20th mantra, now 20th mantra, the topic of the third bone begins, which means there will not be discussion on upasanam. There will not be discussion on the ritual, any ritual. There will be discussion only of knowledge, knowledge. The subject matter pertaining to the attainment of self-knowledge alone will be discussed hereafter. So here, now, Nachiketa, so we have to take this 20th verse. Nachiketa is asking for the third bone. The third bone is presented in the 20th mantra. Nachiketa said, it is simple. We have to understand. Nachiketa asked. What did he ask? What did he say? He says, Ya Iyam Prete Vichikitsa Manushe Asti Iti Eke Na Ayam Asti Iti Cha Eke. So Manushe Prete. Manushe prete. Sir, this is the main expression. Manushe prete. When a human being passes or passed, okay, when a person passed, Manushe prete, which means what? When death happens, when the person departs, when the person departed, when the death happens, when the person departed, iyam vichikitsa vartate, iyam vichikitsa asti, asti means, iyam vichikitsa asti. Vichikitsa means what? Chikitsa means treatment. Vichikitsa means doubt. Please understand, chikitsa means treatment. Vichikitsa, when you add V, it becomes doubt. Iyam vichikitsa is a stilinga shabda. Therefore, iyam vichikitsa vartate. Iyam vichikitsa asti. Iyam vichikitsa vidyate. Vidyate vartate asti. I'm just adding. What does it mean? This doubt is there. Iyam, this. Vichikitsa, doubt, asti, is. This doubt is, means what? This doubt arises. This doubt is, means this doubt arises. When does the doubt arise? When the death happens, when the person departed from the body, okay, this doubt arises, this doubt comes, this doubt is there. Vichikitsa, sandehaha, samshayaha. This doubt arises. What is the doubt? He says, Yeyam prete, ya iyam vichikitsa, manushye prete. That doubt which is there, when the death happened, the person departed. Okay, so not only a human being dies, every living creature dies. So when any living creature dies, suppose the life goes away, therefore the doubt arises. But only human being has a doubt. When dog dies, a cat dies, a monkey dies, any other animal dies, a plant dies, doubt is not on the part of any living being. A human being alone has a doubt when anybody who is alive departs. Therefore, manushye prete, when a human being departed, human means when a person departed, when death happens, iyam vichikitsa ya asti, ya iyam vichikitsa asti, that doubt which is here, what's the doubt? Asti iti yeke. I am na asti iti cha eke. Eke means some people. See, ekaha one person. Eke means some. Eke asti iti. Some people are of the view that the person continues to survive, continues to be alive even after death. What does it mean? The individual being survives death. Asti, asti means the person who departed from the physical body survives the death. Continues to be there. Even though that person is not available for interaction, the person who departed from the physical body is not available for interaction, not available for transaction, not available for perception also, but still that person is alive. He survives death. This is the view of some people. So some people say what? Eke asti iti vadanti. So some people say the person who departed from the physical body survives. He is still there after the death, even though he is not available for interaction. Na ayam asti iti cha eke. Cha and some people, some other people are of the view, no, that person who departed from the physical body has gone, means what? That person is no more alive, is no more, is not there anymore. The person who left the body is no more there. Now I am iti. Chak ake. I mean, there are two different views of people of two different groups. People are of two different groups of people, and there are two different views. One group of people are of the view the person who departed the body continues to be alive, though he is available for interaction. So non-interactability should not be mistaken for non-existence of the person. He is still there. He survived it. He or she, okay? You can say, because one, the jiva has no gender. Well, as long as the person is in the body, the gender difference is possible. Anyway, but some people are of the view, no, the person who left the body is no more there. Doesn't survive death. This is another view of the people. Therefore, what he, Nachiketa says, such a boy of 9-year-old is asking such a brilliant question, bit of question. Lord Yama must have been shocked. He thought of giving some chocolates and some, you know, lollipops to please him, to send him back. But he would not leave him. Look at this. Manushye prete ya iyam vichikitsa asti. Yeke asti iti. Na ayam asti iti cha eke. This is what people are of two different views. Okay. So here Nachiketas makes it very clear to Lord Yama that a human being or any living being is not just the physical body alone. There is another subtle being which indwells the gross physical body, and depart the subtle body alone So the gross body is said to be the death. Of course, as soon as subtle body leaves the physical body becomes lifeless body. The life has gone, the lifeless body, a dead body, which is meant to be cremated or buried, and which gets disintegrated. So this is something unavoidable, nothing can be done about it. This is the nature of the physical body. But what happens to this departed jiva, the departed person? That departed person, the departed sukshma, the person's subtle form is imperceptible, something inexplicable. Therefore, it seems to be a mysterious principle, invisible, imperceptible, non-interactable. Okay, and such the subtle being alone is said to be jiva atma. Jiva atma. So jiva atma means even the atma with the subtle body is said to be jiva atma. Therefore, here Nachiketas has this doubt. People are of this view. Of course, death happens. All of us know very well that death happens. Death is inevitable. Death does happen in life. But when death happens, something which gave life to the physical body has departed. And that something has left the physical body doesn't survive anymore. It's not there anymore. This is the view of some people. And some people have a very strong view. No, the person, that life principle which has left the physical body survives the death. Asti iti eke. I am asti iti eke. Cha na I am asti iti eke. So this is how people are of this view. Therefore, so people who accept the existence of Jivatma and who accept the journey of Jivatma are Astikaha. Astika, because they, Astikaha are the people who accept Vedashastram as the Pramanam. Astikaha Janaha. People who accept Vedashastram as the means of knowledge are Astikaha. And Vedashastram states, of course, the Jivatma survives death. When the Parabdha Karma is exhausted, every Jiva leaves the physical body choicelessly. And the Jivatma which leaves the physical body survives death. Body alone becomes disintegrated, becomes one with the elements. This is the teaching given by the Vedashastram. So people who accept Vedashastram, who accept this fact, who strongly believe, yes, Jivatma survives death. The person who departed the physical body survives death, continues to be alive. And they are Astika. Such people are Astika. People who do not accept Vedashastram as the Pramana, who do not understand, who can't understand by themselves, they do not accept the survival of the Jivatma after death. And such people are said to be Nastikaha Janaha. Therefore, we do not know who is right, who is correct, who is right or who is wrong. Therefore, now, he, Nachiketa, seeks Lord Yama's help to sort out this doubt, to solve this problem, to resolve this confusion. Why this doubt is? Because the Jivatma which leaves the physical body, the Sukshma, along with Sukshma Shariram, is not available for perception, interaction. Therefore, not being available for perception, existence of Jivatma cannot be proved. Therefore, non-interactability, imperceptibility of Jivatma is mistaken to be the non-existence of Jivatma. Therefore, they said, no, Jivatma doesn't survive. And only Vedashastram states this. So in physics and chemistry, biology, they can only talk about what happens to the physical body after the death. But they cannot talk about anything about this imperceptible factor called Jivatma. Therefore, it's only discussed in the Vedashastram. So anything which cannot be understood through any other pramanam of a human, used by a human being, is called apaurusheya vishayaha. If a human being can make use of her own instruments of knowledge, and he can arrive at the conclusion, can understand things, arrive at the conclusions, and that conclusions made based on the study he made through perception, it's called Paurusheya Vishayaha, which means a human intellect is involved in arriving at certain facts. If a human intellect is involved in arriving at certain facts, then it's called Paurusheya Vishayaha. But the certain things which a human intellect has no access, therefore, and such facts, they're facts, but still they cannot be understood through any other pramana. They have to be understood only through the Vedashastram. And such facts are not at all accessible to any human intellectual examination, intellectual hard work, intellectual search. And such subtle facts not accessible to intellectual searches or any scientific researches is said to be apaurusheya vishayaha. Apaurusheya vishayaha. The Vedashastram itself is what? Apaurusheyaha. Apaurusheyam shastram. All the subtle facts discussed in the Vedashastram are not accessible for human intellect. Which means a human intellect can arrive at things which can be perceived through sense organs, which can be inferred based on perceptions, but they're all imperceptible, subtle matters, but still they're facts discussed in the Vedashastram. That is why Vedashastram itself is said to be apaurusheyam shastram. Therefore, brilliant boy, young Nachiketas, asks Lord Yama, O Lord Yama, this is a doubt always there every time a person departed. Okay, and this doubt has not yet been clarified. This doubt is there. Therefore, you please, we're going to understand now. Nachiketas tells, I want to resolve this doubt. I want to have this doubt resolved. This is the implication of what Nachiketas tells. See, people can perform even one of the Panchamaha. Let me make it very clear. People, one of their Panchamaha Yajnas. And one of the Panchamaha Yajnas is Pitru Yajna, worshipping ancestors. Worship of ancestors, forefathers. Which means every son in the family is supposed to perform certain specific pujas for one's father. The father has gone, father and grandfather. In fact, we always offer these oblations and we do the ritual called Tarpanam for the people, seven parents of ancestors of seven generations. So on every Amavasya day, a new moon day, even today in India, on every Amavasya day, the son and daughter-in-law or the grandchildren family, the whole family, definitely the son must do tarpanam, a particular ritual. Tarpanam means satisfying. Tarpanam for his father. Very important. Tarpanam for the departed elders in the family. Must do. It's a must. Even today it is being done in most of the families, Vedika families, even today it is being done. And then every year, once in a year, the specific day of the tithi, the day, on the day which the father or grandfather passed away, that particular day, every year, there is some Pitru Yajna worship is done, ancestral worship is done, which is known as Shraddham. So Shraddham is done every year, the Varshika Tithi, on the day of departure, once a year. Tithi and Tarpanam, like that we have ancestral worship is there. We have this ancestral worship. And this ancestral worship itself is based on the fact that the departed soul survives death. Ancestral worship, such as Tarpanam, etc., is performed based on the fact revealed in the Shastram that the departed soul survives death. If a person does not have faith in the Vedic Shastram, if he is a non-believer of the Vedic teaching, then he cannot even understand, he cannot accept. And the departed soul being sukshma, very subtle, imperceptible, non-interactable, naturally the Nastikas cannot believe in the survival of the Jivatma, survival of the Sukhya Shariram also. Therefore, and here Nachiketas happens to come in the Vaidika family. His grandfather was Vajashrava, father of Vajashravasaha, and he happens to be in the family of staunch Vaidikas. Of course, he has faith in the Shastram. He also validates the non-believer's view. So he wanted to ask Lord Yama to resolve his doubt. And he says, Tvaya anusishtaha. Tvaya anusishtaha. See, anusishtaha means taught. Tvaya anusishtaha means I've been taught by you. This is the meaning. So what he implies, I would like to be taught by you. I would like to be instructed by you. Tvaya anusishtaha literally means I have been instructed by you, I have been taught by you. But what it implies is, O Lord Yama, I would like to be instructed by you, I would like to be taught by you. Tvaya anusishtaha. It means you have to teach me this, you have to clarify this doubt. So anusishtaha. What should I be taught by you? Yet vidyam. Yet vidyam anusishtaha tvaya aham. I would like to be instructed by you. Okay, this particular knowledge. Vidyam. This knowledge I want to get from you. Eshaha tritrayanam. Eshaha varanam tritiyaha varaha. Eshaha varanam tritiyaha varaha. Yeshaha, this is tritiyaha varaha, the third bone of the three bones. Third of the three bones. Yeshaha varanam trayaha varaha. Tritiyaha varaha. Yeshaha varanam tritiyaha varaha. Tritiyaha varaha. This eshaha tritiyaha varaha. This is the third bone of the bones. This is third one of the bones. Varanam, of the bones. Yeshaha, this is. Eshaha varaha tritya. This is the third one. What third one? You have to clarify my doubt. What happens to the jivatma after death? Does it survive? Does it not survive? Because people are of these two views. Please do clarify my doubt. It means Nachiketa makes very clear to Lord Yama that he already knew there is life. There is something which, while remaining in the body, it lends life to the body. And after departure of which, the body becomes lifeless. And that departed one continues to survive or not. Even after the physical body is, body gets disintegrated, that the life principle continues to survive. So what is the life principle which continues to survive? What happens to it? So he wants to know about what happens to the jivatma after death. Which means sukshma shariram does not mind the antahkaranam. Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani, Pancha Pranaha, all of them together constitute subtle body. Subtle body also is not subject to, or subtle body also cannot be destroyed, is indestructible. Gross body also is indestructible, but gross body is subject to fall apart. Gross body becomes disintegrated. Subtle body continues to be there. Doesn't get destroyed. And of course, there's Atma, which is manifest in his mind, Antahkaranam, is absolutely eternal, indestructible. So we know very well, Atma is absolutely indestructible. Subtle body, of course, it has to be resolved. Subtle body will resolve for good when causal body in terms of ignorance will be resolved for good. In Atma Jnanam, when the knowledge takes place, ignorance will resolve, ignorance resolves, then subtle body also will resolve for good. Subtle body will continue to be there as long as ignorance is there. Once ignorance will be resolved, subtle body also will resolve for good. Subtle body cannot be destroyed, but it can be resolved. But for resolving subtle body, ignorance has to be resolved. For ignorance to be resolved, knowledge has to rise. Knowledge is the only means of resolving subtle body. Only in the wake of the jnanam, when sukshma will become resolved, and ignorance becomes resolved, subtle body will become resolved for good, then travel on the part of subtle body is not possible. Going to heaven is not necessary. Then traveling through anywhere else is not possible. Being born again is also not possible. That is how one can attain Videha Mukti also. All this we have understood already in our base beginning introductory classes. Nachiketas now wants to know this. Yeyam prete vichikitsa manushye astityeke nayam astiti chayke yetad vidyam anushishtas twayaham twaya aham etad vidyam anushishtaha varanam yeshaha varaha tritiyaha. When we do the bhashyam, I'll explain a little bit more on this. Let us go to the next mantra. As soon as we finish the first valley, we'll see the bhashyam. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam. Devairatrapi vichikitsam pura. Nahi suvigneya manuresha dharmaha. Anyam varam nachiketo vranishva. Mamo parot sirati. Mamo parot sirati masru jainam. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam pura. Nahi suvigneyam anuresha dharmaha. Nahi suvigneyam anuresha dharmaha. Anyam varam nachiketo vrunishva. Anyam varam nachiketo vrunishva. Mamo parotsirati. Mamo parotsirati. Masra jainam. The more explanation, I'm leaving it for Bhashyam class. I'm just doing the Moola Grantha. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam puram. Devairatsa atrapi. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam puram. Devairatrapi vichikitsitam puram. Nahi suvigneyam anuresha dharmaha. Nahi suvigneyam anuresha dharmaha. Anyam varam nachiketo vrunishva. Anyam varam nachiketo vrunishva. Mamo parot sirati masra jainam. Mamo parot sirati masra jainam. Now, as soon as Nachiketas asked this question, do you think Lord Yama wanted to teach immediately? Lord Yama wanted to make sure whether this boy is asking such a big question. Is he eligible to really understand the teaching? He wanted to make sure whether Nachiketas is eligible or not. And then we ask the question, but you may not be eligible to understand the answer. So, and he wanted to discourage also. What boy of 9-year-old asking about all these things? He wanted to discourage first. Okay. He says, yeah, even this doubt was not only for human beings. This doubt has been there even for devas. Even devas had this doubt. What happens to, whether jivatma survives death? The departed soul survives death. And what happens to the soul after the death? Etc. Even the devas had this doubt. So he says, devaihi api atra. Devaihi atra api devairatra. Thank God I have done all Sunday classes. Devaihi atra devairatra api atra devaihi api. Even devas also, vichikitsitam, it has been doubted by devas also in this matter, in this regard. Devaihi api vichikitsitam means what? It has been doubted by devas also. What voice is it? Devaihi api vichikitsitam bhave prayogaha. No, impersonal voice. It is not passive voice, you know very well. Because it doubted is what? Simple, you know, it's a intransitive verb. Therefore, impersonal voice. Devaihi api vichikitsitam. It has been doubted by devas also. Pura. Okay. Then, nahi suvigneyam. Nahi suvigneyam. This subject matter, the answer you asked, you know, what you asked for as a third bone, that clarification of the doubt is not easily, cannot be understood easily. Na to suvigneyam. Gneyam can be known. Vigneyam can be known. Suvigneyam can be easily known. Easily knowable, suvigneyam. But na suvigneyam cannot be easily known. That's the meaning. Gneyam, vigneyam, suvigneyam. Gneyam, vigneyam, suvigneyam. Gneyam means what? It's a potential passive participle. Can be known. Vigneyam also can be known. Suvigneyam can be easily known. Na suvigneyam is not, cannot be known easily. Anuhu, yeshaha dharmaha. Yeshaha dharmaha. Okay. Yeshaha dharmaha. So the word dharmaha in this context means atma. Please understand the word dharmaha. Here it means atma. So yeshaha dharmaha. Anuhu. Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu means, the word anuhu literally means atom. But here it means extremely subtle. Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu means this atma is extremely subtle. Mean what? Atma is the subtlest. Subtlest, therefore what? It's of the nature of all pervasiveness. Subtle. Yeshaha, I'm giving you a literal meaning today. Okay. Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu. Subtle means how subtle it is. It is not perceptible. It is not available for sense perception. It is not available for thought conception. It is not available for word description. Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness and is extremely subtle, absolutely subtle, that it is not available for sense perception, thought conception, and word description. Therefore, it is not easily, it cannot be easily known. It cannot be easily understood. Nahi suvigneyam. In fact, what is suvigneyaha? It must be. But we are not, can't correct the mantra. Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu nahi suvigneyaha. It must be. Mantra suvigneyam. I mean, what you wanted to understand cannot be understood easily because the subject matter, the Atma, is extremely subtle. Okay. Therefore, he says what? Why do you want to ask this question? Why don't you choose to ask something else as a third born? Okay. Leave this one. Leave this particular question. Now you can choose to ask for something else as a third born. So he says, Devaihi api pura atra vichikitsitam. This doubt, it has been doubted by even devas in this matter. Therefore, and he says, Yeshaha dharmaha anuhu nahi suvignyayam. And this subject matter is cannot be easily understood. It is extremely, absolutely subtle. Therefore, he says, Hey Rachiketaha, Anyam Varam Raneshwa, please do choose another boon. Anyam Varam Vrineshva. Vrineshva, do choose. Hey Nachiketas, Anyam Varam Vrineshva, please do choose another boon. Ma Uparotsihi Ati. Ma Uparotsihi. Uparotsihi means Uparodham Ma Karshihi. Ma Uparotsihi. Ma, first ma is ma, may you not, ma, me, ma, uparotsihi, ati, ma, srija, enam. Ma, srija, enam. It is Ma, one ma is may you not. Mam, me. Ma uparotsihi, ma srija, mam yenam, ma srija, ma uparotsihi. I'm repeating again. Mam, ma uparotsihi, mam yenam, ma srija. So, uparotsihi means that you compel, uparotsihi. Ma uparotsihi, please don't compel me. Mam, me, ma uparotsihi, please don't compel me. Don't compel me. Means, may you not compel me. May you not force me. May you not compel me, force me to teach, to clarify this doubt. This doubt which you have asked me actually implies the subtlest teaching in terms of self-knowledge, atma-jnanam. The doubt which you have expressed to me, which asked me to clarify, implies atma-jnanam, self-knowledge, the subtle knowledge, knowledge of the self, the subtlest reality. So, mam ma uparotsihi, mam yenam ma uparotsihi. Please may, don't compel me, don't insist me, don't force me to teach this, to impart this knowledge. Ma, ma uparotsihi, then ati is there, ati. Ati should go with srija. Ma ati srija. Ma ati srija yenam. Yenam also implies me only. Okay. Ma atisrija. Ma Atisuja means, may you not trouble me. May you not trouble me means, please allow me to be at ease, okay? Ma Atisraja, may you not trouble me. Ma Atisraja. Atisrajati means causes difficulty. Atisrajati causes difficulty. So may you not cause difficulty for me. So may you not really, may you not trouble me. What implies is, please, you know, just ignore, leave me this. Okay? Don't give me this difficult work of teaching, imparting Atma Jnanam. Don't give me the difficult job of imparting self-knowledge to you. That's the meaning. Ma enam ma atyasraja. Ma uparot sehi. This is the literal meaning. Why did he say this? We'll see that later on. Devairatra pivichikitsitam pura nahi subhijneyam anuresha dharmaha anyam varam nachiketo vraneshva mamo parot sirati masra jainam mamo parot sirati masra jainam mamo parot sirati masra jainam mam ma parot sihi yenam ma atisraja. Yena means please. Mama Atisraja, don't trouble me. So what now? I'm not saying I won't give a third boon. I will definitely give a third boon. Anyam varam vraneshva. Please do, okay, choose another boon. Don't ask me for Atma Jnanam as a third boon. Please ask for some toys, some cheap, you know, some chocolate, some biscuits, some something else. You're a 9-year-old boy. That's implication, okay? Ask for something else. I'll give you. You want robot, anything else you want, I can easily give you. But not ask for this, you know. Why? Because Atma Jnanam involves subtle, refined mind. He's just a 9-year-old boy. And how can he teach Atma Jnanam? And but he's saying something, always teaching should be given to a person who asks for Jnanam. He's asking for Jnanam. But doesn't mean one can ask for Jnanam, aspire for Jnanam, but one must be eligible to get Jnanam. And he's just a 9-year-old boy. Lord Yama did not think this boy was eligible. He wanted to really divert too much for him to digest. So he, ma uparot sihi, ma atisruja enam. Now, actually, Lord Yama feels really, Lord Yama has been given a tough job. No, this now Nachiketa has become a big problem for Lord Yama. And he promised already 3 boons. He has to give 3 boons now. 2 boons are over. And he did not expect him to, if you ask for Swargaloka, he would have sent him easily. But he only wanted this Jnanam, knowledge. He only wanted that knowledge for the sake of others who are aspiring for Swargaloka. Nachiketa has made it very clear. I asked for the knowledge of how to perform the ritual, but I am not really interested in going to Swargaloka. What I want is only this knowledge. So what happens to the jiva after death? Does jiva survive? Does not survive? This is the view of different people. Survives means what happens to the surviving jiva. Which means, to answer, to clarify this particular doubt, Lord Yama had no choice other than imparting the self-knowledge. The whole self-knowledge has to be imparted for him to understand what happens to the jiva, whether the jiva surveys or not. Survey means what happens. How does jiva attain moksha, etc.? The whole teaching has to be given. Only then this doubt can be resolved. It is not a binary question. You can't say yes or no. Does jiva survive? Yes. Some people are of the same view, but they're all wrong. He did not give, he can't, it's not easy for Lord Yama to give just binary answers and just escape. No. He had to, the whole teaching must be given. The entire Vedanta Shastra must be properly taught to make him understand the nature of the Atma. To understand how Atma is distinct from sukshma, stola, sukshma, karna, shairani. How Atma survives death, how Atma is absolutely indestructible, eternal, timeless. He has to make Nachiket understand the nature of the Atma. Therefore, he thought, my God, she's too young to understand. So he said, Anyam Varam Praneeshwa, please ask, choose another boon. Eshaha Dharmaha Anuhu. So, Nasvignyayaha. Cannot be easily understood. Why do you want to ask these all these tough questions? Hey, Nachiketas, please don't trouble me. Ma, enam, enam, maam, maots, atisraja. Enam, maam, ma, atisraja. Maam, ma, uprotsihi. Please don't insist, don't compel me to teach. Okay? But, see, certain explanations I have to do the bhashyam to make it very clear to you. But anyway, I'm going to stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Wish you all a very, very, very happy New Year 2023. Okay. And Vimshati Trayovimshati Tamasya Nutana Varshasya Hardikaha Shubhashayaha. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.